Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to a Blissfully Balanced Life podcast. For those of you who are new here, I'm your host, Crystal Ray, and I am a certified health and fitness coach and Reiki healer. And I created this podcast to show you how to live a holistically healthy life while balancing everything else going on. What you can expect on this podcast are tips for your health, food, fitness, spirituality, mindset, motivation, inspiration, as well as experts sharing their knowledge with you. I am so excited to bring this content to you, so let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of a Blissfully Balanced Life podcast. I am so excited because today I have a really special guest with me. Her name is Lori, and I'm going to let her introduce herself to all of you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I am Lori Gerber. I am head coach at Handel Group Life Coaching. Our company, Handel Group, does a very comprehensive method of life coaching, but we don't just do it for human individuals. We also do it in schools like MIT and Stanford School of Business and NYU and Columbia and Yale, in companies big and small, and of course with regular human individuals, which is my personal specialty. And I come to you today because I freaking love talking about the same topics that you love talking about.
Yes, I'm so excited. How did you get into this and form your company?
It's actually not my company, but I was around at the very beginning of it. I was actually running a small business, a different kind of small business, helping parents educate their kids. So I would set up homeschooling opportunities, tutoring, that sort of thing. And parents would be in such a struggle about being happy, getting quote unquote, getting their kids to do things, harmony in the household. You could see relationships were like, everything was a mess. And all I could do was offer a French tutor. And I was like, I need to be doing more for the planet. Like, I've been personally on this seeking journey since I was 11, trying to figure out how to be happy, how to be productive, how to be fulfilled. I got to share more of this with the world beyond just how to take a test. So I hired a coach for myself. Actually, originally I hired a coach to help me in my business. Totally altered my life in the first 2 to 3 months, like radically changed every area that wasn't working yet, despite all my personal growth. And then I got hooked. And as I was looking at what I wanted to do next in my career, a very magical thing occurred and enabled me to come on at an executive level in this company from the very beginning. That is the short story, medium length. That is the long story, medium length, not short story.
That's amazing.
It was a wonderful journey, I have to say.
I'm really curious. So how was it that you were exposed to such like healing, you know, all this different stuff at a young age?
Yeah, the same way anybody is if their parents are, right? My father is like a misanthropic, hermetic, atheist, agnostic. You know, he goes agnostic. And my mother is like an interfaith minister, spiritual, you know, will try anything, hippie, right? So that makes me. I'm like a highly intellectual, very critical, very academic-minded hippie who will try anything. So she took me to Tai Chi when I was 11, ashrams when I was 20, and still like comes to my, I do a 9 a.m. Instagram every morning and she still comes every morning and we, you know, we've even done it together. Like, so she's my ancestor.
I love it. That's so awesome. What a blessing.
Yeah. It is. It really is. I feel very lucky.
So let's go back to this idea of when you really changed. What was it that helped you evolve?
Yeah. I think about this a lot, right? Because I'm talking about the Handel method all the time. And people are always asking me like, why does it work? Why is it different? How is it different? And this is what I came to understand. Because like I told you before we got on here live, I tried everything. Like first, because my mother was into it and it was fun and cool. And then because I really wanted to figure out how to be happy and how to feel like my life was fulfilled. So even though I had accomplished a lot and I had used a lot of my personal growth to accomplish a lot. Like I had, at the time I had 2 little kids and I had a husband and I had a body that was like, looked like all my family members. Like, it wasn't like, I wasn't obese. I was much heavier than I am now, but it, you know, I wasn't like crying out for help. And I was in a decent career. I had a business. It paid the bills to live in New York City. We owned an apartment, you know, like I should have been happy, Crystal. Like I really should have been happy. And I still wasn't. And I really didn't understand why. And I looked over at my friend, Lauren Handel Zander. So Handel Group is literally, she and her sister started the company. I was a friend of theirs. I was watching Lauren bounce around her life. She also had two little children. She also had a husband. She also had a body. She also had a business. She also had a home to care for. And she, my joke was like, she was buoyant. She was like bouncy, you know? And I was just like, and I was exhausted and overweight, and my face had acne, and I barely left the house, and I worked all hours, and I wasn't sleeping well, and I wasn't proud of my parenting, and I was totally tanking my marriage, which I didn't even really realize. I was addicted to sugar, and which, you know, I call my one true love, you know, at the time was my replacement for my actual intimate relationship. And so I juxtaposed these two lives that on paper looked the same, right? Like if you had just looked at us on paper, I'd be like, oh, same, same. But how she was living, she saw no competition between her family life and her career. She was like, I'm building my business and I'm having a great family life. And I'm still, can I curse?
Yeah.
Just still fucking her husband. Like, she's like, of course, like, why would I stop that? That's what keeps a marriage hot, you know, and exercising and eating healthy and seemed to love eating healthy. Like didn't even mind, like she wasn't doing it on some sort of restriction. She was like having a ball. Like, yeah, I used to watch her put her plates together of like all these fun things she was eating. I was like, you're crazy happy. What? So I hired her. That's what was the question? what was the difference? I still didn't tell you the actual difference.
But that's a huge difference. I'm happy that you bring that up, because I think that a lot of us don't recognize the emotional aspect, and right. That's what you're talking about. That's the key element.
Totally. Exactly. Like everyone thought I should have been happy, but here's what they didn't know. They didn't know I was eating sugar at every meal and snack, which meant I was not nourished. I never felt good. I always was either on a high or a crash. I wasn't sleeping well. My bowels were sucked. You know, like, you know, I'm sure you understand perfectly. So they didn't know that, right? Because you couldn't tell. I was like a size 10. Everyone in my family was a 10 or a 12 or what, you know, like it wasn't that bad. And I was with two little kids. So who was gonna say something to me about my body, right? So what they didn't know is I was utterly in a friendship at this point with my husband, and not even a nice friendship, like a cat, like a not that nice friendship, but like a successful, relatively effective co-parenting situation, since he's a saint. Okay. But totally like had cut off the sex part, was not communicating well. And we were like in our separate corners. You wouldn't have known that just looking in. And then you wouldn't have known my business. Again, like I got to work from home. I got to do a business helping people. I made enough money. Like everything should have been good, but I was so not fulfilled. Like I was like, I'm just helping smart rich kids get, sorry, but like, I'm just not really solving problems that I'm inspired to solve. So the thing that happened in the Handel method, there were three aspects to it, and I never got these three in a combo. So there was the heart aspect of like, what do you really want? And she made me answer that for every area of my life, Crystal. Like she wouldn't even, I was like, help me with my business. And she's like, no, 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 no. Like back up. Actually, we have a quiz you can take now to look at all the different areas of your life. And even just looking at the list of the areas, I was like, oh. To this day, I'm like, fun is an area of life. Spirituality is an area. Like at that time, I ignored and took for granted 8 out of 12 of the areas of life. I was like, my life is my kids, my career, and my marriage, like way down. Like I didn't even know learning was an area of life. I wasn't taking in mind any of it. My relationship with myself is an area of life. My relationship to time is an area of life. Family is an area of life. Love is an area of life. Romance, sex, money, right? Like I was ignoring most of my life. So that first moment where she makes me look at everything and she asks me what I really care about and I have to write it down. We're not chatting. She's like, I'm not even having a session with you until you write it down.
How challenging was that? And that's what we do.
It's a barrier to entry. It really is. It's like, it's why it's so funny. We sell it now in a digital form where you can do it self-serve at your own pace. And it's like, we used to do 6-month subscriptions. We're like, no, you have it for life. Like you're going to be confronted. You're going to go away. You're going to come back. You're going to stop. You're going to get stuck. You need it for life, right? Like, and I need it for life to keep coming back into it. But as soon as I realized I couldn't get it wrong, like it really wasn't a test, it was an exercise. And I just had to open up new neural pathways to be like, well, what do I care about my body? Like, I know I care about food tasting good. I know I care about having fun with food. I know I really like feeling full, you know, like, but what do I really care about with regard to my body and my health? And I finally could like, it was so funny. It was really like, do you know the story of Helen Keller?
Yes.
You know, she was blind, deaf and dumb, and Annie Sullivan came and like basically humanized her, you know, and got her to understand language, which was like this eureka moment. And I love that story. I always find it so inspiring because it really was an example of someone who believed in a vision. Like Annie Sullivan had this vision and then she didn't know how, right? Like she just knew she was going to keep doing the next right thing, the next right thing, the next, like treat her like a human, teach her words, put the words in her hand. Like, and then one day she had the breakthrough of water and she felt water and she understood the thing in her hand. And then she got access to all of language. It's so thrilling, right? And she became a speaker. Like she became like a world renowned inspirational speaker when she was being treated like a dog when she was a teenager by her family. So anyway, I had that kind of a moment where I like remembered back to being 11 years old before I got upset about my body and having this dream about being graceful and open-chested and yogic and breathing freely and being able to dance and being flexible and strong. And it really was like, once I got that's what she was asking me, I was kind of hooked because I was like, this is fun. Even though I don't know how the fuck to get it, it's fun to think about. And that was like the beginning of the end. So I'm going to wrap this up quickly because I know you asked me one question and I'm on a million tangents, but the heart part was beautiful. And then she asked me for the head part, like, okay, why can't you have it? And I got to dump all my negative inner dialogue and all my bad theories and all my excuses and all my mumbo jumbo. And then she was like a freaking New York City lawyer and was like, no, like, you do not think that, think this. You do not think that, you think this. How dare you think vegetables don't taste good? How dare, like, she was just like, nobody had ever, like, no, you, I lived in an ashram. I ate healthy food. No one ever explain to me that my inner dialogue and my beliefs and my theories affected how something would taste and how hard I'd work to get it to taste fabulous, right? Amazing. And then she held me to account for actions. So to heal my marriage, I had to do things. To figure out my career, I had to do things. And to get my body healthy again, I had to do things. And she, like a personal trainer that's right there with you, like, give me another 20. She was there holding me to account. Now, of course, we do that digitally and with buddies, but at the time that was like insanely different than anything else I had tried. There'd been things that had one or two of those three, like head, heart, and body, but never all three. So that's why, like, within 1 or 2 months, I changed significantly and never went back. That's my theory.
So would you say that was all incredible? I'm not even going to like, we're just going to leave that.
And see.
Exactly. So would you say that change has to take a long time or that it has to be a grueling process?
Yes. No. That would be a bad answer. Change always only ever happens in a moment. We know that, right? Like if you think about anything where you changed, it might have taken a while to, right? Like it took me a while to get the crap out of my system. It took me a while to get to the body I wanted. But there was that one moment when I was like, oh, first of all, I see what it is that I want and why it's worth it. Second of all, I actually see a path to it. Like I know what I could do to get there. I have people and meals that support that, you know? And then third, I believe in myself that I can make and keep a promise to myself, like that I can put one foot in front of the other. You just feel fantastic, like on day one. And then that, and then how good you feel and how well you do on day one feeds every area of your life. You're like, oh my gosh, if I can say no to the chocolate bar, I could probably call that person I'm scared to call. And if I could, if I don't need to cuddle up with my pint of Ben and Jerry's at night, I could probably cuddle up with my husband. And you know, like, so it's such a positive snowball once you start. So I would say you gotta have patience, right? If you're building a business, if you're trying to make a lot of money, if you're changing the shape of your body, for sure you have to have the patience to see it unfold. But you'd be shocked how good you feel even on day one or two if you're in and you're in that alignment.
Thank you for your perspective. I love it. So you had to sit down and get real with yourself. What was that like? And let's dive a little bit more into that, being truthful with ourselves and other people.
Yeah, that again, that was, I'm always saying to myself, the two things that make the handout method unique and make it work, I think there's probably more than two, but are that making and the keeping of the promise to myself, like having to actually do something, and then the truth telling part, where it's like, you're not just going to say platitudes or give the right answer or learn someone else's technique for how to market your business, or like you're just going to actually have to dig down deep until you hear something come out of your mouth that feels right. Where you're, where the feeling, you, like you said, it's like it's visceral, where the feeling is like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, right. And it's not the same for any two people. It's, you really have to dig for your own. So it felt great to start to tell the truth about my dreams. Awkward, vulnerable, but great to tell the truth about my dreams. And then again, this is the beauty of having a coach or a buddy, you know, like an inner you life. We have buddy system if you can't afford a coach, is that you can just tell someone all your garbage, right? Like, again, a relief to just be like, I don't think I can have it. And I wasn't raised right. And I don't know. And I tried before and I failed. And blah, 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 blah. But to be held for your current truth, but not to have it be like the truth, right? It's your current truth is not the truth. And then you got to tell the truth about what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. And that's another eye opener, right? And so you can't even, again, the exercises like force you. Like the exercises forced me. It was like not personal. You know, it's like the exercises are making me tell the truth. And there's no sense in lying or trying to get out of it because the exercise can tell. Like, I'll know because it doesn't work. So it was great, but hard. You know, like I won't say that it was always easy because it was vulnerable, but it was like the first time I thought, oh, there's an answer. Like there's a path here. There's, if I want to get intimacy back with my husband, there's a path. If I want to feel good in my body, there's a path. If I want to love my career, there's a path. So again, it was like, it feels yucky sometimes to tell the truth, but oh my gosh, what it opens up is worth it.
Definitely. And so when you started this journey, what was it like with like your friends or your family around you? And so I know right now you say that you can have a coach. Well, you had a coach. Right now, if you go through the program, you can have a buddy or a coach, but how do you navigate like your real life?
Right. Well, the good news is step one is you take the current reality quiz, which anyone here can just click and do. It's free. You see the scope of your whole life in one snapshot there. And then you start to see where you would need to focus. And that's important because she did not take me into, she said this crazy thing in my first session or second session or something. She said, you're three promises away from everything you ever wanted. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, if we find the right dominoes, like if we find the right place to start and we knock down the most important things, the things you probably least want to do, everything else is going to fall into place because there's nothing wrong with you. Like, you know, you're, and there wasn't, right? Like the, so, it still took me 2 years to work my way through the entire methodology, but cause it's a big methodology, but that it's really important to focus. So she had me focus very simply on first, handle my food, my relationship with food. Second, handle my relationship with my primary person, my love. And she's like, I can't even talk to you about career. You can't even think straight. Like, who am I even talking to? I don't, you're not going to dream from the state of numbness that you're in. You're not going to give yourself opportunities from that state. So let's start, like, first things first. So nobody minded me getting healthy. Like, everyone was like, cool. I mean, it was a little hard to get my mother to stop giving me cake, but I remember that first day, like, I came in and she gave me like microgreens as my snack. I was like, I made it. So yeah, so people clear out, and then they, when they see you doing that, like, I basically quit sugar. I mean, I basically, it's really all it, again, like, you could make it complicated and which diet and which plan and how much of this and that, but it was like, let's just start very simply. Like, just take the chocolate, the cookies, the candy, the cereals, the, I would literally pour sugar on my fruit. Like, that just astounds me now. I'm like, what? The fruit is not good enough. Like, what's wrong with beautiful fruit? You dip in strawberry and almond butter with some salt. That's like, oh, so yummy. What are you doing, girl? So we eliminated that. And then that opened everything up, right? That opened up my self-confidence, my self-esteem. It obviously helped with my sleep, which helped with my parenting. Then, as I was not using sugar as a crutch, I wanted to snuggle up to my husband. So I had to do that work to repair the relationship. And so everyone was quite pleased with, it wasn't hard to convince other people to support that part of the journey. Does that answer that question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I love that you bring up, like, it gave me chills when you're talking about this, because I believe so firmly in food and the fact that she had you do food first, and you're like, because she was saying you were numb. Like, how yeah. did you even recognize that? Like, do you know, like, that aha moment when you finally right. switch your diet and you're like, oh my goodness, this is, oh, like, how do you, that's I don't awesome. Know, like, how do you, like, encourage people or inspire people to kind of just stick with it? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I talk about my experience all the time. Obviously, that's one way to keep other people in the know about it. But I think a couple things happen. One is, like, you get present to the cost of continuing it. Like, I wasn't present to it. I was so checked out and numb. I literally, Crystal, I didn't understand that the food I was eating was making me feel the way I was feeling. Like, I didn't make the connection. I was like, this is just how I feel, which we call that in the Handel group, a weather report, right? Like, it's hot in August and I'm always lethargic. I always have gas. I always am bloated. It didn't occur to me it was the food because of the corporations that raised me, right? and the parents that raised me, right? So I did. So she was like, it was so eye opening to see a human being that was eating vegetables and protein, and like happy. She's like, and explaining to me, like, the addiction would go away very soon, and then I would think beets or cabbage were like so sweet and delicious. Or like balsamic vinegar. Oh my God. Like, you could still get sugar in a way that doesn't hurt you, you know, like, really, really hurt you and take you up and down and up and down all day. So I really think once you get that, you don't really want to stop because it's such a positive impact. Now, in the Handel method, we have promises and consequences. So there's an additional incentive to stick to it because I promised I would, and I have an annoying consequence if I don't. So when I was quitting sugar, I could still have a protein bar. That was like my little, I remember back, now I don't eat protein bars. I think they're not food, but at the time, like, a protein bar was dessert for my little poor sugar deprived soul. And so I couldn't have my protein bar if I broke my food, you know, my food protocols that I was doing to quit sugar. So that kept me like, until I hit the body, like, I literally took a picture of what's the body I want. I was like, until that's it, this is my plan. And then I get my treat. I still have my treat. I used to like divide it up into little pieces and put a little almond on each one and eat it and pretend it was chocolate. Like, I still was having fun, and I was having lots of fun with the food I was eating. It just wasn't sugar. And that obviously made it easier to stick to the having an accountability buddy or a coach, having the promise and consequence, and then reaping the rewards. And then I have fun. Like, I'm planning 8 cheat days on the holidays. Like, I'm going to go nuts and it's going to suck. Like, I'm going to feel like shit. But, and every time I do it, I'm like, oh yeah, this is why I don't do this. Like, I remember it's fun, but it feels like shit. It takes time to recover. But a few times a year I do that. So it's not like I'm deprived or there's a moral issue. I still get to design it. but I'm the author of it. I'm not the weather reporter on, you know, how my body feels or how it looks. It's up to me.
That's the most important piece of it, that emotional switch of reframing it and thinking of it differently. Once that happens and you know how good you feel, you're like, this is great.
Yeah. And then I even encourage people, like, unless you're a food addict, I encourage you to like fuck it up every now and then and remember, like, oh yeah, your mouth's gonna hurt after a meal. Like, you're gonna break out. You're gonna have night sweats. You know, like, the whole fucking thing breaks down with one false move to the dark side, you know?
Like, yeah.
I love that. Like, I love that my body knows what's right. It knows. And it'll compensate, but you're going to feel it.
Yeah. So if I was somebody who was looking to make some changes, I know before you mentioned, go to take the quiz first.
Do the quiz. It's fun.
And then what else do you suggest?
Yeah. So the quiz is called the Current Reality Quiz. And it's really just to wake you up to the areas of life and attempt to make you be honest with yourself about it. So you can see, you know, and then you get a score and it'll give you advice on the score. The fun part is we have something for everybody at Handel Group. Like, for example, 9 a.m. every morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, I'm doing a show on Instagram or on Zoom. That's just free content and, you know, just encouragement and principles and exercises and all that kind of stuff. So like anybody can tune into that. I'm Lori Gerber _coach. And I'll always tell you what's coming up or what's just happened. And you can see it on IGTV, all that fun stuff. We have Inner You Life and Inner You Love, which are two digital programs where you self-guide and you move through at your own pace for like so little money. It's different prices depending on, I don't know what price it's going to be in March. It's currently on pandemic sale right now, but I don't know what it's going to be in March. So, but it's extremely, extremely low price compared to private coaching. You own it for life. You get private coaching with it. You get group coaching with it. You get a buddy system. You get all these wonderful bells and whistles. And you can, again, just listen and do the coaching process at your own pace. So that's Inner You Life and Inner You Love. Love is focused on love, sex, and dating. Life is focused on everything. And then, of course, there's private coaching. So if you can afford a private coach, that's amazing because that person will be, you know, like so keyed in, focused on you. You're still going to do Inner You. You're still going to do all the methods and the exercises, but the coach will tailor everything specifically to you and specifically hold you to account. So those are kind of like our tiers of engagement, depending on your finances, really, and your interest in having someone like very close up to you. But even if you're in the digital version, we recommend and give you a million ways to find a buddy so that you're not trying to do it alone, because it's so much harder to do it alone. So much harder. The statistics say that of our 60,000 thoughts a day, 80% are negative. So, you know, you need a little help. Every human needs a little help, even if you're at the low end of that statistic.
Definitely. A buddy makes all the difference, especially support that's not like familiar support. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have no biases against you.
Exactly. Or biases about what you do, right? Like, my mother knows she's going to get a yum yum if she gives me cake, right? Like, she's biased. She wants a particular result. So yeah.
This is awesome. I like the fact that you guys have so many different options that make it so much more accessible. And, you know, it's at the end of the day, it just comes to you helping people get to be their best selves.
What else is there to do, Crystal? I mean, once you have all the privilege, which I do, right? Once I have all the privilege and all of the gifts and the luck and the privilege, there's nothing to do but try to help other people. You know, and I know so many people I work with feel that way. It's like, that's what's fulfilling. That's what makes you feel good, is to be able to tell more of the truth, be more connected to people you love, and help other people have what makes them happy. So it is a pleasure to do that, to be part of that.
Yes. Truly. And so was there anything else that you wanted to share with us today?
I think I just want to invite folks, you know, if you're listening to this and you had big ideas and hopes and dreams for 2021, you know, like, you turn the year over and you're like, yeah, this is my year. It's going to be so much better. I'm going to be on track. And then you're finding yourself kind of like, like you're not impressed with your follow through, which could be happening around this time, just do a little gut check. Like, just do a little gut check. Like, am I really connected with my dreams? Like, am I connected with the why? Then do a quick check in. Are my thoughts and theories in alignment with that why? Like, am I thinking the right thoughts to go with those dreams? Like, I had a dream to be, you know, flexible and healthy and buoyant and a dancer, but my thought was like, I'll be miserable if I can't stuff my face with ice cream, but I'm allergic to ice cream, right? So like, my thoughts were not consistent with my highest ideals, right? So check your feelings, check your thoughts, and then check your actions. And then please be willing to admit, if you are not sticking to promises to yourself, you need accountability. You need a coach or a program or a buddy or all of the above, and watch that change, because you're going to be around other people doing it. It's fun, good peer pressure, and you're going to have somebody watching and caring. And unfortunately, we don't care enough about ourselves to do it, right? So we really often need that community. So do that check for yourself right now, if you are listening to this and it applies to you, and then hit the CRQ or the inner you or whatever makes most sense for you.
Another question real quick before we wrap up. Why is it that you think people don't care enough about themselves?
I think we are utterly conditioned for survival, first of all, just like, how do I live? How do I survive? And then utterly conditioned to care what other people think and want to do the things that make other people happy. So that's a full-time job between the two of those. We're very busy, Crystal. We're very busy with these default, you know, these default missions and this, you know, mere, this survival instinct that I think is quite primal. So the idea, so dreaming is extra, right? Like, dreaming's frivolous. Dreaming is dangerous. It's dangerous because it makes you vulnerable and it means you're gonna have to do something outside your comfort zone. So it's dangerous. So we don't even bother entertaining it, much less doing it. And then we make up great excuses as to why we haven't or can't or shouldn't. And everyone believes us if they're our friends. So it just stays all status quo. And we all agree to enable each other's, right? Unless you purposely choose a community that's like, no, we believe something different.
Right. Such a crazy cycle.
It makes a lot of sense though. And it's why it is so fun and heroic to pick a little group and pick your team and pick your ideals and go like, I'm gonna. And it's why if you do any kind of work with your own mind, you have such an edge over the rest of people. Like, I don't care where you were born, how much money you have, how you look, how tall you are. If you are working on aligning your mind, like if you're dealing with the power of your mind and your beliefs, you just have such an edge over other people in getting healthy, getting the job you want, getting the love you want, having the friends you want. It's quite remarkable how badly programmed we are about how much freaking potential we have if we go against it.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks
yes.
for asking. Thanks for asking.
Like, left me speechless with that one. But one last time. So if people want to connect with you further, where can they find you?
So find me personally at @LauriGerber_coach, LauriGerber_coach. That is my personal Instagram. That's where you can see upcoming free events, all kinds of fun stuff. You can connect to Handel Group's page from there, where you can see me at 9 a.m. most mornings, Monday through Friday. And then InnerU.coach is where you go for all things digital programs, self-guided, actual get into it and do it. We'll give you a link. I kept saying CRQ, that's the current reality quiz. So if you're ready to do the quiz, we'll give you a link for that right here and you can put it in the show notes and you guys can just, everybody should do the quiz. That's like a no-brainer. I think that's plenty of options for the moment.
Sounds good. And yes, like you said, I will put all those links in the show description so you guys can look awesome. There for easy access.
Yay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate having you here.
My pleasure. Thank you for making it so fun and easy.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's podcast episode. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your time. And if there's anybody that you think would love this episode, please share it with them. And of course, go ahead and leave a review for this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon. Bye.